Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's chilling tale. This bewitching account, Story Club members, might make you stay away from old dark houses on the last night of April. It's one I call Walpurgisnacht. The thunder rumbled through the sky, and Ariel Klein pedaled home a little faster. The April sky was dark and sprouting with thunderheads. The lightning would soon follow, and then the rain. She still had 5 miles to go. Earlier, Ariel had been at the park playing softball with her friends. The rain came down seconds later. And this wasn't just any rain, it was a cloudburst, biblical rain. It fell fast, it fell hard, and it hurt. Ariel had thought she could race home and beat the inevitable spring precipitation, but she didn't make it. Time to call her mom. As Ariel pulled out her phone, it slipped from her hands and landed in an already full mud puddle in the rough country road. Plop! Ugh, no! She jumped off her 10-speed bike and fished for her phone in the water. Picking it up, it still worked. Yay. But as she dialed, the phone went black. Bricked. Dead. Ugh, great. She was completely drenched now, as if she'd climbed into the bathroom shower with all of her clothes on. She started to shiver. Lightning cracked. The whole thing happened so fast, it took a minute for it to register in her brain. Ariel was knocked back 20 feet by the lightning bolt, almost having an out-of-body experience watching herself hurl across the road. She landed in a grassy field. The lightning had just missed her by a few feet. All her nerves were on end, as if she'd guzzled down a gallon of coffee. Ariel needed to get out of this weather stat. What if the next lightning bolt hits her directly? That would be fatal for sure. Ariel hadn't noticed it before, but in a grove of trees was an old house with a wraparound porch. The place looked abandoned, and maybe a tad bit creepy. But at least she would be out of this torrential onslaught of rain, thunder, and lightning. She left her bike by the side of the road, afraid that maybe the lightning had been attracted by its metal frame. She ran for the house. 5 minutes later, huffing and puffing, Ariel had made it to the porch. Whew! She was still pretty shaken up from the near miss with the lightning. But at least she was safe under this wooden porch. Maybe in an hour or so, the storm would pass and she could finish pedaling home. But it didn't. As night drew over the sky like a sable blanket, the rain poured harder. Ariel watched gullies form in front of the house from all the rain. Lightning lit up the sky, making the surrounding trees take on strange, grotesque shapes for a fraction of a second, etching their terrifying images in her brain. I wish this night would end, Ariel thought. This is the scariest night of my life. The entire time Ariel had been standing on the porch waiting for the rain to pass, she had a distinct feeling of being watched. But when she would turn around, there was only darkness beyond the dusty, broken window. Until, hours into waiting on the porch, she finally saw a light within the house. It flickered. By gosh, it was a fire. Ariel shivered from being drenched by the icy rain. She could go inside and be warm by the fire. But she didn't dare to go inside. It was too creepy. And who was inside anyway? Squatters? This place seemed abandoned. But as the rain continued to pour down, Ariel worked up her courage and rapped on the door, ready to run if somebody creepy answered. But the door fell open from the force of her knock. The place seemed old and musty inside. The fire crackled in the hearth. It was warm and welcoming. Hello? Anyone home? Nothing but the stillness answered. She crept to the fire. The warmth felt amazing. She stood in front of the fire for what seemed like an hour when she heard voices. Many voices. And cackles. Terrified, she hid behind a crumbling sofa. A moment later, several women entered the room. They all wore dark robes. They didn't see her. The women stood around the fire and chanted, throwing pieces of paper into it, making the fire turn different colors. Blue, green, orange, violet. It was mesmerizing. Of course, these were witches. Tonight was Walpurgisnacht, which was German for Witch's Night, which occurs on the last night of April. It's kind of like the first Halloween of the year before the official one on October 31st. Ariel remembered her 6th grade history teacher, Mr. Walters, talking about it. One of the witches dropped a silver medallion on the dusty wooden floor close to her. Ariel didn't dare to move or breathe. The witches kept chanting. It didn't seem like anyone took notice, so she swiped up the silver medallion, which was actually a pentagram. It was a 5-pointed star surrounded by a circle that was used as a protection against evil. She might need it for this final night of April. Then, she was discovered by one of the witches. The coven stopped their ritual and converged on her. Not wanting to wait around, Ariel jumped up and ran out of the house. However, as she was sprinting off the porch, she tripped on a loose board and fell face first to the ground. All went black. When she woke up, the rain had stopped. She was next to her bicycle. What a terrible dream. She hadn't remembered falling asleep, though. Jumping on her bike, Ariel rode home as fast as she could pedal. The rosy fingers of dawn were stretching across the sky. She had been out all night. Her mother was going to be so worried about her. As Ariel pulled into her yard, her house looked asleep. She would go inside, wake up her mom, and let her know she was safe. She tried the front door. It was locked, of course. As Ariel reached into her damp windbreaker pocket for the key, she pulled out the silver pentagram and heard their cackles in her ears. Well, hopefully those witches won't come looking for their silver pentagram, or they might want Ariel Klein to join their coven. She would have to start wearing their special makeup, and you know what that is. Mascara. Come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you. And the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.